Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Tes, and we are on the last daf here in the third parak. In parak called Atzlamim, still continuing our discussion of Asherah, as the Mishnah had on yesterday's daf, three types of Asherah trees, ones that were planted originally for Avodah Zarah, ones that were pruned for Avodah Zarah, and ones that Avodah Zarah was placed under it. The last one was a Machlokas Tanoim we saw between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. We discussed the various types of Hanas that one is not allowed to get from an Asherah tree, sitting in the shade of an Asherah tree, the Tumah that's given off by an Asherah tree because of the Din D'Rabbanan that Chazal gave the power of Tumah to Avodah Zarah, compared to the based on the Psukim and Asmachta in the Pasuk in Tehillim, as was quoted. And the last Mishnah that we just mentioned was, what about planting under the Asherah tree? Because sometimes shade could give some hana to the what's growing under it. So the Tanakhama said in yesterday's Mishnah that one's allowed to plant vegetables during the rainy season because that shade is not beneficial for the vegetables. But b'mosachama it is, so you cannot plant there. V'chazirin, and you can't plant any time during the year because that is beneficial. Rabbi Yossi says, even Yerachos B'mosak Shamim, which the Tanakhama was matir, Rabbi Yossi says is usur because the nevaya, the leaves that fall down, give it benefit, even though the shade is harmful and is not beneficial, but the nevaya, the leaves that turn into compost, that turn into fertilizer, will help, and therefore that would still be usur. So again, let's start with the Gemara got into the sugya of zev zegorim. Is this to say, is that the machlokas here? Zev zegorim, because the shade of the soil is mutter, and the leaves falling on down is usur. So is this the machlokas? Rabbi Yossi says zev zegorim is usur, and the Rabbanan says zev zegorim is mutter, but then we learn the opposite earlier when we spoke about the destruction of Avodah Zarah. That was the Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago in this parak, right at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Machlokas Rabbi Yossi there said, Shochik V'zorah L'ruach O'mata L'yam, just throw it away and don't worry where it goes to. It sounds like he's not worried about Zev Zegorim. And the Chacham say back, Afu Nasa Zevel, what do you mean? That's going to be a problem because it's going to land on the fields and they are going to get something mutter out of it, or at least they're going to benefit from it, and therefore it's Zevzegorim. So isn't that a stira? So the Gemara said, either you can switch it, or maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yossi, there is no machlokes as we saw. It depends what you're trying to do. Over there, causally, but you're crushing it up, you're throwing it away, you're doing a ma'isash chasa. Mashaykid here, no, this is the natural way that leaves fall off trees, and therefore here it's a problem. What about according to the Rabbanan? So he said, with the Rabbanan matir, because even though there's some hana gotten by the leaves falling down, but the shade also is very detrimental for the growth, and therefore that balances it out. That balances it out. Okay, that's what we're up to, four lines from the bottom. But let's talk a little bit about the sugi of Zev Zegorim, which we haven't discussed in a while, because right here is the shita in the Rishonim that the Achronim discuss, and that's the Ran. The Ran right here wonders, why would you say Zev Zegorim is mutter? I mean, which is the more pashut shita, if we would ask? Zev zegorim usur. If there is an usur ingredient, so why would that not be effective in terms of usuring the whole item? What's the shita for zev zegorim mutter? And we paskin zev zegorim mutter. Right? So what is the shita leheter? So the Ran here on Chaf Aleph Beis Nadaf Yarif says one word. He says more than one word, but one word to categorize it. Bittel. Says the Ran. Zev zegorim mutter, matam, lefi shenisbatel ha'isr beheter. The isr is batel. What do you mean it's batel? It's like 1 to 60, 1 to, what's here? Techi hechi, techi isal isr be'ene, batel chad betray. When there, the isurim are, and when there existed, we know there's the halacha, batel barov, at the raisa level, batel barov, let's say chad betray, in min bemino, kol hecha dehailuchu dekoi, vahailuchu dekoi, inami kishinis arev. So when they are ba'en, they're batel chad betray, but hachanami, heter haba mikoach gramas iser. So here you don't even have the real iser. You only have the gram of the iser. The iser caused a growth. So then you can be even more makel. Kol hecha she iser veheter garam lo haryu ki'ilu nisbatel iser zeh. It's ki'ilu, it's nispatel. Mishum hachi, and that's why Ravashi says here, v'chulu, he quotes the case of Yalda Shizavcha Biskena, quotes another case of Zev Zegorim from elsewhere. But the Ran says the word bit. right? It's bittul. Usually you need something larger for bittul, right? You need one, two, whether it's rov, whether it's shishim, whatever it is. But here, because it's only a gram, it's one step removed from the actual isser, that's why it could even be bittul even less than that. So what exactly does that really mean bittul? So that is the machlokas achronim, how literally we take this ran. Where the tzksos in the avni miluim, in the chuvis of the Avnei Miluim, in the back of the Avnei Miluim, in Simen Vav, towards the end of that Simen. So he quotes this Ran, and he takes it pretty literally. He says, Lami din zevzegarimu ala mitoris bitol in a kushya, tadavada achasi. He quotes the Ran, one second, and then he quotes, Vahainu, the af algav de bechal duchte bitol barovu, af algabi zevzegarim kivan de eno ela gorim ba'alma chad bechad batel. Because it's only a goreim, even one-to-one. We're not even saying here that the heter is more than the iser. But still, kiva di'ika od goreim acher, v'heka de lo shayach bittul, and that's why, in a situation where bittul is in shayach, zev is a goreim would be aser. So for example, chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach, says the Avnei Miluim, you would not say zev is a goreim is mutter. Why? Because if it's based on bittul, and there's no bittul by chametz on Pesach, chametz is aser b'mashu on Pesach, so therefore you wouldn't say zev is a goreim is mutter. That is the one understanding of the Ran, taking it literally. But if you look at others, Rishim and Shkaf and the Shari Yosher, assumes that the Ran is just giving a parallel. It's not, the Ran is not saying it exactly works through Bittul, but it is like Bittul. It's not actual Bittul. There is no Bittul here, right? There's no Bittul, the Gemara doesn't say Bittul. Says the Shari Yosher and Shari Gimel, Perek Chaf Hei, the Lamad Amar Zev Zagar Mutter, Humitam Bittul. Hainu, what does that mean? Sheshne Kochos Elu. Asher al yadam misyalid hanigram bitalim ze lagabe ze. It's not a regular bittul, but it's just that each one can knock out the other one, so to speak. But not betoras bittul. And you wouldn't have to say that, oh, where bittul doesn't apply, so zev zagarim would have to be usher. No, it's working like bittul, but it is not bittul itself. It's a kamo. It's a parallel. Just like in general, chad v'chei batel shahamid batel agabe harov kamo chein gorim de iser misbatel agabe aheter haynu dehechadik amamashes shel davar haaser binan shei beheter rov bekamut she yisraba haheter ala iser bekamos of the gadlo. Where you have mamashes of an iser, so you actually have to nullify it through the quantity of the heter. Aval heichash anu danim rak al koach agoreim calls man shalom nishave mizeh eze etzem mamashi la olam yesh ladun sheheter rabba la iser. We always view it as the heter is the defining factor. Dezeh she'eino rak goreim v'lo mamish ze gufa mimma'et erko. The fact that it's only goreim of an iser already reflects a weakness of the iser. Ta'aser, the natural state of affairs is heter. To aser, you have to have something very strong. If it's only a goreim of an iser, so then, what do you mean goreim? And there's not only one goreim, there's two goreim, so that means it is weaker. Shaydezehu nechshav kimiut lagabi hagoreim shel heter. So it's considered a minority. Shebaha iser chaser adayin iser mamish shelo nigram tsuraso va'atzmo. Avo begoreim shel heter hu lo nechser klum lios heter. The heter who shlila so iser u bishlila lekechisar and kemuvan. Right, heter, you don't have to create a status of heter, right? And therefore there's no chisaron by that. He says, and he goes into more heter is the natural state. But either way, Rav Shimon Shkab sounds like it's more of a parallel. And the way the Achronim formulated is this mitin bittul or a din chadash? Right, what is that din chadash? There are different ways to say the din chadash, but that's the pre-Moshe in his Sefer on Rov discusses this in Simen Memhe and Zev Zegorim. He discusses maybe this is Gufa Machlokas Rishonim. Where do you see that? You look in the Rashi and Tosfos here. Tosfos discusses if you say the Rabbanan say Zev Zegorim is mutar in our Mishnah. Right, the case of the Nevaya, you have the shade and the soil. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, When we call the Rashbam, when we call Makom, Asri Rabbanan Yerakos V'Yemos Achama. But even if you say Zev Zagram is Mutter, they would say that the Yerakos in the rainy season would be Aser. Why? Dahacha im zevel nevaya hamahana lagadal hachlif zevel hakarkanami shuheter mana lagadal avalgorim ditzel. Sorry, let's just read the second half of Tosfos. Avalgorim ditzel chayshina shekulo aser sheosa hanoa shatzel osa lahagim anachama ein hakarka osa. Tosfos discusses what happens if you have the gormim are doing different things. It's not like you have the soil is doing good things and bad things. But you have the shade doing one thing and you have the soil doing something else. So two different garmin. Would you say Zev is a garmin there also? Is mutter or not? So that is a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says if the hanos are from two types, right, the shade and the karka, that even the chachamim would agree it's aser. While Rashi and the next amud, Memtesvat Aleph, seems to say that would be mutter as well. So the Primosha tries to relate that to the two different ways of understanding Zev is a garim, is it midin bittel or is it midin a din chadash. Okay, again, there's a lot to say more here. Halacha lemaisa, terms we discussed a couple of weeks ago, in terms of davar hama'amid. We spoke about enzymes and in the sugis of cheese and the rennet. So this also relates to that. If you have different gormim that do something in a recipe, so that also relates. Okay, let's go back to where we're up to. Four lines from the bottom. For some Rabbi Yossi, Zev Zegorim is Asur. So Rabbi Yossi generally holds Zev Zegorim is Asur, like in our Mishnah. Is that really true? But for Hatran, we learned in a Mishnah, in Meseches Arla, Rabbi Yossi Omer, note in Yichur Shal Arla, ve note in Ego Shal Arla. Bebreishu Peri. A person is allowed to take a branch of Arla. Arla, we know, first 3 years, the fruits are off limits. That's only the fruit. Only the fruit is Aser Bahana. The tree of Arla is not Aser Bahana. It's only the fruit. So one is allowed to take a branch of Arla and plant it. Be notea it, because only the fruit, that's mishane from a branch, and that's mutter. But you're not allowed to plant an egos of Arla, a nut, because that is a fruit, and therefore it is aser behana'a. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amarav, moder Rav Yossi would agree, Rav Yossi and this Mishnah would agree, shimnata v'hivrech v'hirke mutter, that if you did, were notea it, and then you grafted it underneath the ground, hivrech v'hirke, or on top, if you did it, it would be mutter, even the egos. Even the eggs would be mutter. Why would the eggs be mutter? Right? It was Arla, but it's in the ground, and it also has other mutter components. Sounds like Zev Zegarim is mutter. Rashi on the last line, Alma. Ki gadal ha'ilon v'toin peiros, havilu hanach peiros, begrama de egos de iser, v'karka de heter, v'ktani mutter. So you see from here, Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegarim is mutter. Or, continuing back to the Gemara, v'tani nami hachi, we also learned in the Braisa, mo de Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa also teaches me not only Rav, Shemnata v'hivrech v'hirke mutter. And therefore, why is this, how can we say in our Mishnah that he holds generally, Zev Zegarim is Aser, we see from here that it's mutter, v'chitema, and if you want to say Shani Lan Rabbi Yossi, Bein Shari Surim Lavadas Kochavim, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds there's a difference. By Shari Surim, that he holds Zev Zegarim is mutter. By Avodah Zarah, Zev Zegarim is Aser, right? We've had this already a number of times. Yesterday, the top Tosfos on Mem Chesem Abeis. Right, we had the possibility of the chiluk between even kudshim, right, sitting outside the heichal and sitting by the shade of an asherah tree. So maybe there's a difference between chumra davaras kochavim. Right, and we had 2 days ago, we had a Rashba. But says the Gemara, maybe that Rabbi Yossi holds that way. Zev is a gorim is mutter by non-Avodah Zarah, but by Avodah Zarah it's Aser. So, umishani lei, is that really true? Does he hold Zev is a gorim is Aser by Avodah Zarah? Vatanya. But look in the following case. Vatanya, Sadesh and his Davla bezevel Avodah Kochavim, a field that was fertilized with the Zevel of Avodah Zarah, v'chein para shenis patma, bekarshini Avodah Kochavim, or a cow that was fed cow food of Avodah Zarah, karshini Avodah Kochavim, tani chada, machlokes tanan, two brises, tani chada, sada tizara para tishachet, one brise says, the field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah still mutter, you can plant it, the cow, you can be shechted, meaning sounds like Zev Zagorim is mutter. V'tanya idach sada tivar upara tirazeh. The other brisa says no. The field has to be left to be fallow. V'upara tirazeh, and the cow has to be made to become skinny. Meaning, so the effects of the iser of the food is not there anymore. So my lav, so what are these two prices? My lav, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan. Isn't this the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan about Zev HaZegorim? And therefore you see, Rabbi Yossi would hold Zev HaZegorim, is mutter even in a case of Avodah Zarah. Right, so you can't say Avodah Zarah is different, that he would agree there, the chumra of Avodah Zarah. So where I said, you're right, this wouldn't be the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would hold Avodah Zarah is different. But this is a different machlokas tanoim. Lo, ha, Rabbi Elazar, v'ha Rabbanan. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, which we have to figure out which Rabbi Elazar. But don't ask me kachas from Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi could agree that it is, Avodah Zarah is different. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos in the second Sheim Nata, Tosfos, the Brisa explaining the Mishnah said that once you used Arla, and it was a pre, and you planted it, so once it grew, so then the Rabbi Yossi would say, Zev Zagrav is mutter, but you're not allowed to use it in the first place. Right, because it's Asur Bahana. Says Tosfos Yom Tomar, Maishna Gidule Ego Shel Arla, Mi Gidule Tevel Umaiser Sheni, Shehein Chulin, Via Filu Gidule Truma, Elisha Gazra Alehen, Biyurchas Davar. So why is this more Chomer? By Gidule Ego, by Gidule Tevel Umaiser Sheni, that's totally Chulin, Gidule Truma, and Daraisa levels also. And here we say you're not supposed to do it. Lechatchila. So why is Arla more chamur than these other contexts? Maiser Sheni, the Yesh Lomar, the Arla Sha'asura Bahana'a Yesh Leser Hagidulin, Shigam Zehanahi, at least Lechatchila, right? Taking Yisuri Hana and planting it so you're being nene from that. Then afterwards, you get into the result and you have to figure out whether Zev HaZegorim is Asur or Mutter. But to do it in the first place, to use that would be a problem. Aval be'isur achila ein le'esur ha'gidulin. She'ina ochel le'esur atzma. But by Yisuri achila, the gidulin are a different status. And therefore, you're not getting hana from that. It's not Asur ba'hana, it's only Asur ba'achila. And therefore, that would be Mutter. Okay, so Tosfos discusses why this is a little more chamer. We find in other contexts that whenever you have Yisuri Hana'ah, then it's much more expansive in terms of the Isser, because obviously it doesn't only include direct eating it, but any type of Hana'ah. Discuss that by the Yisuri Hana'ah of Neiros Chanukah, but not for now. So the Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan. So which Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan are we talking about in terms of Zev HaZegorim? And this would be the Machlokes Tanoim, that Zev HaZegorim would be Mutter even by Avodah Zarah. Right? That was these two brises. So which Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan? So Elam Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan this Sa'ar. So now we're going to get into the classic examples given in Shas of Zev HaZegorim. Right? It's quoted here, it's quoted, you see on the side, in Psachim, and in, later on we're gonna have it, in Tzmura, Ditzran, this case and the following case. The following case also is quoted. Ditzran, the Mishnah says in Arla, Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma, shenaflu l'tocha isa, yeast. Yeast of chulin, yeast of truma, right? Those are gonna cause the dough to rise. So they fell into a dough, and a Yisrael wants to know if he could eat it, right? It's truma and chulin. Lo bazekade lachamis, lo bazekade lachamis. Each of them wouldn't have been enough to cause the dough to rise. Vinitz tarfu v'chimsu, and they combined, and they were machamitzit. So what's the halacha? Is this called truma, or is this called chulin? Rav Elazar Omer, achar acharon aniba. Rav Elazar says, whichever one fell in second. Whichever one finished the job, that's the one that is decisive and defining for this mixture. And therefore, if the chulin fell in second, this is mutul azarim. This dough, if it's mevatel the earlier one. If shuma fell in second, then it's also tazarim. V'chachamim omrim bein shenafal l'sir lechatchila bein shenafal l'sir lebasof eino aser atchiebo kedei lechametz. And the chum say no, it doesn't matter the order. It's only aser if there is enough truma to be mechametzit. And if there's not enough truma to be mechametzit by itself, it's going to be mutter. V'yomer Abaya, that's the machlokas. And now, before we get to the point, Rabbi Abaya Loshan, when does Rabbi Elazar say that you go after the second one, and if chulin fell in second, it will be mutter, elosh akadam v'silikas iser. That's only if you took out the iser after it fell in. And therefore, there's no mamushus left of that iser. Avalo kadam v'silikas iser, aser. But if you weren't misalik it, then it would be aser. So isn't this the machlokas? Zev HaZegorim, the Tanakhama, the Rabbi Elazar holds that if the iser is still there, it's aser. And the Chachamim say, no, you have to have enough iser in order to cause the dough to rise. So isn't this goof of the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan about Zev HaZegorim, right? If they would, even the Rabbi Elazar would agree that if they fell in Bebas Achas, right, see Rashi. Rashi, let's just do the Rashi at Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya, lo shon udan Rabbi Elazar ma'achron chulin shemutter el shakal v'silukas iser. Only if the heter fell in second, it's only if you took out the iser. Kodem nifilas lo shol zeh shekshenafal zeh lekalameimar heter mitzdarif leiser liyoshir leaser. If you already took out the iser, you cannot say that there's enough to combine to add up to the iser. The afal pishik farnasan koach iser beisa. Even though the effects of the iser are already felt. Right, the rising power is already felt. You took it out. V'lo ha'isa michu metzes al yedei acher imlo bishvil rishon. Without the iser that fell in, it wouldn't have risen. So what's the difference if you take it out? Afilo achi kivan delo havi bo me olam shir chimutz lek lememar zevazegorim ubitul shedias rishon. So if you took it out, you don't say it. But if you didn't take it out, it would be usher. It would be usher. So therefore, isn't this gufa the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan would be the Zev Zegorim case? So Gemara says no. Umimai, how do you know? Mimai the time of Rabbi Elazar kid to Abaya. How do you know Abaya is correct that you have that limit? Dilma time of Rabbi Elazar bishum da achar achron aniba. Maybe the reason for Rabbi Elazar is that you always go after the achron per se. Igara bi isura isura vigara behatera mutarin. You always go by the second one, bein salke, u bein lo salke, right? Whether you removed it or not, right? But if they fell in babas achas, let's say he would say that it would be mutter, zevazegorim, right? So who says that that's Rashi says beferish, right? So therefore, how do you know this is the machlokes between Blaz and Rabban, and maybe it's a din of which fell in second, right? We have other examples of that in halacha where the order is crucial, right? We have tatogvar and ilogvar. Right, we have elsewhere. Which fell in second? Right, makes a difference in terms of bishul. Tatogvar and ilogvar. Right, or so we have the principle of kama batel. Right, every little thing that fell in, it becomes batel. By a mikvah, we have, halachas like that. Which fell in second and which fell in first? Again, there's, by, hilchas, pagum. We also have that by wine. Right, if, well, what's yayin pagum? We're not supposed to use yayin pagum when it comes to kiddush and a kosher bracha. What's yayin pagum? Wine that was drunk from. So let's say I have wine pagum. How do I unpagum wine? So we know the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchas kosher bracha, right? In Hilchas Su'uda, whatever you pour in, that's the defining factor. Let's say I have wine that I drank a lot from, so that's pagum. If I pour a little bit in from the bottle into the cup, so now that is all unpagum wine. Mashain came, let's say I take the whole cup that I drank from it and pour it into the bottle, now I have pogumed up my whole wine. So it always goes by what you pour in second, right? That's what it goes by. So that's in Hilchos Pegima, and then you have that again in Hilchos Bishul, and here maybe you have that in Hilchos determining what is the goring. So that's not the machlokas. So Ella, the Gemara tries again. Ella. Yes, this would be lechatchila even. This would be just whatever goes in second. That would be the one that defines it. Right? You go by whatever it was nigmar in, right? Because without the second one, you would still not be there. It's only the one that that accomplishes that final stage. So Ella, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, the Eitzim. So maybe it's not the machlok as well as the Rabbanan by Sa'ar, but Rabbanan, Rabbanan by Eitzim. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, not al heimena Eitzim aserbana. Where's this Mishnah? Just turn the page. On Amud Beis, on today's daf. This is where the Mishnah is, but now we're quoting it here. Not lemena eitzim aser b'hana. If I took wood from the Asherah tree, so then it is aser b'hana. Right? The Asherah is aser b'hana. Hisik bo satan. If I take that wood to put into my oven, and I cook something in my oven, or even before that, what if I have a new oven? So the mitzias was the first heating of the oven when it was made, that solidifies and strengthens the oven. That finishes and stabilizes it. That's the Gemar Malacha. So if I used Aser Bahana'a wood the first time, that's even worse. A later time, I didn't do anything to the oven, I just have to let it cool down. So says the Mishnah, Hisik Basataner Chadash Yutatz. If it's a new oven, so now this Iser Hana'a is in the oven. So Yutatz, you gotta break the oven. You gotta start again, because that is always gonna be considered usher. Yashan, if it's an old oven, meaning the oven is the oven. It's already completely an oven. It's only the heat that is created in the oven that's usher. So Yutzah, just let it cool off. Afa boas apas. What if I baked a bread in the oven when I was using the wood of the Asherah? Asura b'hana. So that's asura b'hana, because that's the hana is in the bread. Nisarva ba'acherim. What if that bread gets mixed up with other breads? Kuvan asuros. So that bread is asur banav. It gets mixed up. So then it is not batel. Kulan asuras. They are all asur. We'll talk asuras banav. Right? You might say that salvi darais on the chumra. We'll have to see how much, why bittel doesn't take place. But that is the asuras banav. Reb Elazar Omer, yolech hanol yam ha-melech. Reb Elazar says, no, you can parallel, it's an isser b'hana, so you can change that status onto money and throw it into the Yam HaMelech and then have the bread mutter. Like we know there's a principle by Pidyon of Meiser Sheni. So you could do that also by Avodah Zarah, by the isser hana. Amru lo ein pidyon, Avodah Zarah, what are you talking about? Chacham said there's no pidyon by Avodah Zarah, right? You're not allowed to do that. But what do you see? That without pidyon, Reb Elazar would agree that it's usser. Right, Zev Zeh Goreim would be Usser. So again, is this, that's the Shita of the Rabbanan, of Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar holding Zev Zeh Goreim is Usser, the Machlokas is Usser, only whether Pidyon would work or not. Vir Rabbanan, the Pligalei Reb Elazar by Ninhu, where the Rabbanan that argue? Or where the Rabbanan that argue? We need a Machlokas Tanoim here. So where the Rabbanan that argue that would say Zev Zeh Goreim is Mutter, so Elam Rabbanan to Eitzev, is it the Rabbanan in this Mishnah? Achmiri Machmiri, they're more Machmir than Reb Elazar. They're not more makel, right? So that can't be the shita. El Rabbanan de Sa'or. So maybe it's the Rabbanan in the previous Mishnah on top. The Rabbanan of Sa'or. So is that those are the ones that, right, the Rabbanan that say that if it fell in, Lopezeket el Chameis is mutter. So where it says, Eimer, the Shamazul, the Rabbanan de Mekili, Bisa'or. Bavodas Kochavim, Mekile. Remember, we're trying to find a shita that's across the board. That even by Avodah Zarah. So maybe they were Makel in the first Mishnah on top. That's only by Truma. But here by Avodah Zarah, by Asherah, who says they would be Makel. So again, we're still back to the question. Where is the Machlokas Tanoim that would say Zev Zeh Goreim Mutter even by Avodah Zarah? Even by Avodah Zarah. We said before that maybe Rabbi Yossi would say Mutter, but maybe by Avodah Zarah he would be Machmir. So we're trying to look for a Machlokas even by Avodah Zarah. So we're stuck, so we go back to the earlier answer. There's no machlokas or blazer the Rabbanan, so we're going to go back to what we thought before. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Elo olam ha Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan. Really, the machlokas about Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. I, Rabbi Yossi, would he say it? Maybe, would he say it even by Avodah Zarah? So why in our Mishnah is he machmir? Right? In the Yerukos, both like Shamim, the Nevaya, the leaves fall. Right? Isn't he, doesn't show that he's machmir? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, l'divrei d'rabbanan kamar lehu. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is not really saying his own shita. He's just saying it, l'shita scha. According to your shita, Rabbanan, I think it's wrong. L'didi, zev zeh goreim mutter. According to me, zev zeh goreim is mutter. And that is, by the way, what the Rishonim say we hold. We hold zev zeh goreim is mutter. So according to me, so I'm not worried about the levaya. I'm not worried about anything. Liditchu to amrisu zev zeh goreim asur. But according to you, who holds zev zeh goreim is asur? Odili miyas af yirakos b'osak shamim. So you should admit to me, even yirakos b'osak shamim, even though they're shade and that is detrimental, but still there's nevaya, and therefore it should be zev zeh goreim is asur. V'rabbanan k'dam rav mari b'reid rav kahana. And Rabbanan would answer back and say no. Like Rav Mari, what was Rav Mari? What we had on the bottom. That the mashmashbiach be, or poge babasar. Meaning you have to look at the composite. You have to look at the overall. There is some hana that's gotten from the nivaya, from the leaves that fall, but the shade outweighs and counters any of that hana. And that's what the Rabbanan would say. This is not a true case of zev zeh goreim. There is no real isser here. Because the negative effects of the isser outweigh the positive effects. And therefore, even if you say zev zeh goreim is asser, we would say it is mutter. And Amar of Yud, Amar of Shmuel, halacha ki Reb Yossi. We paskin like Reb Yossi. Okay. There is a girsa that we don't have in our Gemara, but Rabbi Natan makes sure that we don't think that we should have it. But there is this girsa elsewhere. Going back to the Mishnah, that we'll do it here, but it's really the Mishnah on Amud Beis. But the Mishnah says that if the bread gets mixed up with others, with other items, still it is going to be asur. It's arve b'acherim kulan asuros. So fine, that's one suffik, and it is still asur. Right, so one suffik daraisa l'chumra. One might say, and bittul doesn't take place. We'll see why. But there is another girsa that Rabbi Natan says va'acheros ba'acheros. What if it doesn't only get one, the bread gets mixed up with other breads, but then a bread from that mixture gets mixed up with another mixture. So now we get into the world of Svek Sveka. So is the Mishnah saying even Svek Sveka is going to be Usser? So Rabbeinu Tam says we don't have that Girsa because Svek Sveka would be Mekel, would be Lakula. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam says at the bottom of Tosfos, Lo Garas Rabbeinu Tam Ba'acheros Ba'acheros. He does not have that gersa. V'chein b'mishas chavilei tiltan. Remember, this is the sugi at the beginning of Maseches Beitza on Daf Gimel. The chavilei tiltan, the bundles, the kilei akerem, the maisi bergama de Beitza, lo garislei. There are mishnayas, there are brises, right? Do you say acheros ba'acheros? Whenever you have mixtures, do you say even svek sveka? Right? If you look in that Gemara in Beitza Daf Gimel of Beis, remember the Gemara there has the lashon of acheros ba'acheros. Where is the lashon? The Mishnah about Chavilei Tilton, which Rabbeinu Tam says, rejects right now. Mishayil Chavilei Tilton shall kilei hakerem. There are bundles of kilei hakerem. The Mishnah says, yidalku. They have to be burned. They have to be burned, right? Kilei hakerem has to be pentuktash. Has to be burned. Nisaru ba'acheros. V'acheros ba'acheros. So we have that girsa, based on Gimel Beis, quoting the Mishnah in our law. Kulan yidalku. Dibri Meir, they're all aser. They're all aser. So why would they be usher? So the question is this a correct girsa? Rabbeinu Tam says right here in Avodah Zarah that it is not a girsa that we accept, and that's what he says also there, based on Gimel. Lo garz Rabbeinu Tam v'acheres v'acheros. Right, we don't have that girsa. So why, what, how could we, is there a way to defend the girsa? So there are two possibilities. Two possibilities. Number one, maybe even acheres v'acheres is not a svek sveka. How could it not be a svek sveka? You have the bread gets it mixed up into one, and then one of those gets mixed up into the other. Ah, the acheres b'acheres, maybe it means, and this is what the Rebar Baruch says right here in our Tosfos, in the continuation of the Tosfos, the Rebar Baruch says maybe it's a case where the bread gets mixed up into a mixture, and that entire mixture gets mixed up into another mixture. It doesn't mean one bread from the mixture. So then we would have the suffix. Maybe this is the bread that fell in, and even if it's not the bread that fell in, maybe it's, right, you could ask two questions. But if the entire mixture fell in, then the original bread is for sure in here. Then you don't have another suffix. So maybe that's the case. Even if you have the girsa v'acheres v'acheros, maybe you would say that. The shaper garsin lay hacha v'hasam. V'dilma lek elachad ha'sveika. T'hachi pirusha v'acherim v'acherim. Kol osan acherim nisarvu v'acherim. O afilu ruban. If all of those others were nisarev. So that even with that girsa, it's not a case of a svek sveika. But if you don't say that, if you say only one of them fell in, so then you get into more tricky issues because are there reasons to be machmir even by svek sveka? So Tosfos over there discusses this. What's the context over there? Kila hakerem, but it's related to issues of muksa, right? That's the context, the beginning of a beitza. So the Rishonim there discussed, based on the Gemara there, by muksa, so then maybe you'd even be machmir even by svek sveka. Why? Because it's a davar sheish levatirin. By a davar sheish levatirin, something that's going to become mutter, then we know certain rules of bittul don't apply. As Rashi says there, you might as well wait. It's going to be mutter tomorrow. So some of the cases where you have this girsa of acheres b'acheros would be okay. Tosfos there has the machlokas. Whether you would say a davar sheish levatirin, it asers even b'svek sveka. Right? And that gets into the issues of how do you look at svek sveka. Right? Why is svek sveka generally mutter? Is it midin rov? I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago also. Is it midin rov? The Rashba has a line like that in the Torah Sabayis. That usually you have a suffix, so it's 50-50. But once you have another suffix, now it's more than 50% leheter, and therefore it's mutter. So that's one way to look at svek sveka. Or another way to look at svek sveka, we say based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, the Rambam that says, suffix daraisa lechumra is itself a din derabanan. Suffix daraisa lekula mida oraisa. So suffix daraisa lechumra is a din derabanan. So once you get into a second suffix, now it's a suffix derabanan. And suffix derabanan, we go lekula. Those are the two general approaches of svek sveka in the Achronim, based on that. The Ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis, based on that Rambam, says that's how you look at svek sveka. Why it is lekula. So would that make a difference by davar sheish lematirin? Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik writes that maybe svek sveka, and this other Achronim say this in different ways also, Rav Shimon Shkaf and others, maybe the heter of svek sveka is that once you have to ask so many different questions about what happened, that's too far away from the isser than to say that it's really usser. It's too far away. And that is, if this happened, and then if this happened, what's called no leidas hasafik. Right? It's so far away, so many factors have to be true in order for it to be usur, so then we are allowed to assume halachically that it is mutter. Not dafka based on Rov or based on that Rambam, but it's just no leidas ha-safek. There has to be at least some type of safek in order for it to be usur. Safek, alright, but it's not a safek. It's not called a safek in this regard. Because it is, so many questions have to be yes. Again, and there's different ways even to say that approach. Does it mean that there's not even a question? Or there's a question, but you can answer it lakula, right? Is it machria the suffix, or is it that there's not even a suffix? Different approaches. Again, satsveka obviously is a humongous topic, but it comes up a little bit here in this girsa of Rabbeinu Tam and their Rebar Baruch and the others. Okay, let's continue. Again, in Beitza Daf Gimel, that's where one of the major sugyas is. Finishing up on the bottom, Hahu Ginsa, this Davil Bezivla Davaras Gachavin. There was a certain garden that was fertilized with the Zevil of Avodah Zarah. Shalach Rav Amram, Kamed Rav Yosef, Amarle, Hachi Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yosef, Basan like Rav Yosef, and Zevizek Gorim is Mutter. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Notal mimena eitzim. So we just had this Mishnah on Amud Aleph, but let's read it again. Notal mimena eitzim. If somebody takes wood from the tree, yasur b'hana, it's a lasur b'hana. 1 second. Ask the Tiferes Yisrael. Who's taking wood here? If it's the guy taking wood, then we're going to learn that's bittul. You're taking wood, you're taking apart this tree, right? That's bittul of Avodah Zarah, it'll be mutter. So it must be that a Jew is taking the wood, right? Because then there's no bittul, a Jew cannot be mevatel. May Asherah notal Yisrael me eitzim. Dilo notal akum imena eitzim hari bitzla. Kisof pirkin, as we're going to see later on in this power. But either way, so let's say someone takes it without being mevatel. So asur b'ana, hisa b'eretz hatan, or if you heat the oven, im chadash yutatz, as we said, if it's new, then you have to break the oven, im yashan yutzan, and if it's old, you just have to cool it off. Avabu asapas, asur b'ana. And if you baked it, then it is asur b'hana. The Rishonim here say, the Ron says here, we do not paskin like this Mishnah, because we paskin zev zekarim is mutter. Right, and therefore this Mishnah is delo kahalacha. Unless you say Avodah Zarah is more lachumra, but either way, that's what the Ron says. Nisara b'acheiros kulan asur b'hana. If it gets mixed up with others, then they are all asur b'hana. Rebbe Lazar Omer yolach anol yamamelach amrulo ein pidyon lavaris kochavim. Good. Why we didn't focus on? So why isn't there bittul? Doesn't say how many they're mixed up in. What if there's a lot of got mixed up into a lot of breads? Why isn't there bittul? So the Ran here has two different dayas. Of course, these quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Ran says towards the bottom of Yichav Aleph on the base, Yesh Befarshim Yishum Didaver Shebeminyan Hu Kigon Kikara Shabala Bayis Dachashivi Velobatzli. We know on a Durabana level there are a number of items that are considered chashuv and therefore they're not batel. Daver Shebeminyan, things that are usually counted out. Chaticha haru'uya lehischabed, a nice piece of steak, right? Or birya, right? An entire item. A davar sheish lamatirin, right? All of these have their own simon in Yoredeya, right? But all of these items that are not the batal. And they don't all work the same way. Those are four examples that we just had, right? A davar chashuv, a davar that is usually counted, chaticha haru'uya lehischabed, davar sheish lamatirin, birya, all of these. So here too, it must be a chashuv, right? A chashuv bread. And that's why it is not batel. V'yacherim pirshu tekiven the yisriya v'aras kochavim ninu asurim ba'no afili avavishin adavar shememinyin. Or the Ron says, put this on the list. Churma d'avodah zarah. Even though usually bittul takes place, but by avodah zarah, it will not take place. That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. All of these unique categories. Again, they're great Yoredeya lumdus categories in Yoredeya, in Simin Kuf Yud, and others, right? Kuf Yud, the title of Kuf Yud, Balei Chayim, Chaticha Ruilis Kabed, right? All different types of items that might not be batal. Okay. Notal Emena Karkur. What if you take a little piece of wood from the tree in order to use it as a pick, in order to weave with, and then you weave a beged? So is that called Hana? Yes. Asur b'hana. So then the whole beged is Asur b'hana, because it was made through this item that was Asur. Aragba, I'm sorry, the item, the pick is asur b'hana, and aragba is a beged asur b'hana. And then if you wove a beged with it, so then the whole beged is asur b'hana. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, right, that why is this any worse than yayin nesach? If yayin nesach gets mixed into other wine, then you could sell the barrel excluding the value of the yayin nesach. So here too, why do we say that, Ari Basavege, why don't we say that, you could sell it excluding the amount of Afanah? Okay, Tosu discusses definitely Yerushalmi. Nisar b'achirim, v'achirim b'achirim, right? That's the Girsa. Kulan asurin b'ana. They're all asur b'ana, all the begadim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, yolachan al yama melach, amrulo, ein pidyon, la vodas kochavim. There is no pidyon. Vitzricha, and we need both cases here. We need the case of the wood and the baking, and we need the case of the beged. Vitzricha, diyesh mina kamaisa. If you only had the first case of the bread, pa'akam Rabbi Lazar, that's where Rabbi Lazar says that you can do pidyon. Bishum to be'id. Because once you made the bread, the iser hana'a was not existent anymore. It burned. But by the pick where the item is still existent, maybe he would agree to the Rabbanan that you can't do pidyon. And the opposite. And if you say, by the pick case, maybe only the other Rabbanan say it is a problem, and you can't do pidyon. But by the bread, maybe they'll agree, lakula, because the isser is not existent anymore. It's richa. That's why you need both cases. Amr of Chizda, Amr Ziri, halacha Rabbi Elazar, we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Ikeda Amre, Amr Chizda, Amr Li Abba, Bar of Chizda, Hach Yamr Ziri, halacha Rabbi Elazar, right, a different version. Amr of Adabar Ava, Lo Shanu Ela Pas, Aval Chavis Lo. When is it mutter? By Pas. Because the Isser is not Nikar Mamish, it's the wood that's burning. But by a Chavis, what is a Chavis? Rashi, third line on top. Aval chavis shel yayin nesech, shenis arva b'chavio shel heter, kulon asuros b'hana'a. Right, if you have a barrel, so then the iser is staring at you. Eim lo takana bo olachas hana liyam ha-melech lahatir, ulihi machar kol chavis levada. You can't do that, or sell ola hashkos men lechamarim. You can't do that, because the iser is still existent. And therefore, what do you do? Rashi says, at the end, mochron kulon chutz midime yayin nesech shebahen. You can't be poda it. You have to sell it, excluding the value of the Yayin Nesach. Tahasha lo mesani mechavita di isur. If you sell all of them, then you're not getting hana from the Yayin Nesach. If you lose that amount of money. So, that's the first version. Rav Chizda Amar, Rav Hilu Chavis Buteres. Rav Chizda says no, you could even do this level of pidyon by a Chavis. Period. Hu gavar dis arev lechavita di Yayin Nesach b'chamrei. Got mixed up. Asa lekamid Rav Chizda Amar, shkolar bezuzei, v'shadi b'nahara, v'nishtiri lechav. Take four zuz, you just can't get benefit from it. So take four zuz, throw it in the river, v'nishtri lecha, and then it would be mutter b'ana for you to sell it. You to sell it, Rashi says, levad levad. Olas men kfiso, or use it for, laundering, olahashkos men lov digochavim. Right? You could, not to drink it, but that is what the maximum of what you are allowed to do. The Chashuk Yechemin here has a case when we talk about... it's going to be on the Mishnah, so let's just get into the Mishnah for a second. So, case of Mavala, how is one Mavatel in Asherah tree? A goy, right? A Jew cannot be Mavatel, as we've said, and as we will see. Kirsim Vizirid, if you rip off a few pieces, not for the benefit of the tree, but if you rip off a few pieces in order to break it. Natal Mimena Makel O Sharbit, Afilu Allah Rezabatala, right? If you take a stick, take any piece off, even a leaf, for your benefit, you are mevatel it. Shifal it sarcha, but if you cut it in some way for the benefit of the tree, asura, so then that's not a bitol. Shalol it sarcha muteris, but not for its benefit, so then it is mutter. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses in terms of bitol, sheila, kana minachri armon. Right, the case is, it's an unusual case. It says, he has it on this Mishnah though. Kana minachri armon, a Jew buys from a non-Jew a whole area of a house, a garden, v'chulu, ubo ginas bisan malchutit, ubegina eitzim arhive ayin, there's beautiful pieces of wood there, v'charat aleim ha-yisrael, psukim shel ahava l'ashem, kegon, marabu masecha Hashem, v'acharkach nodalo sho ha-eitzim heyam ashera, v'agoy shemachram lo avad lohem kavod ezara, mayase ha-yisrael. A Jew bought, and there's a bunch of wood there, and he was so, he wanted to have like a good announcement, how much he loves Hashem, so he writes, Marav Masech Hashem on the wood, but now he found out that it's Hashera. So the problem is, you have to burn Hashera, but now you have Shem Hashem on it, as we discussed a little bit on Shabbos, right? You have the Isser of Losazok and Hashem Lokechem. So when you have two things going against each other, you have a mitzvah to burn something, you have an Isser of burning something. So what wins? So that's his discussion here. And he quotes various achronim that maybe the isser of mechikas Hashem is only when you're doing it l'shem mechikas Hashem. But if you're doing it l'shem some other reason, so then maybe there could be some flexibility as well. Again, he doesn't possibly, he goes back and forth, but that's an interesting case in terms of bittul avodah zarah. Okay, let's just finish up the end of the parak. Osan shafa mate elam. Let's say you were mevatel the avodah zarah and you cut off some pieces. So those pieces that you cut off litzarchas, if you did it for your own benefit, so then you were mevatel. If you did it for the benefit of the idol of the tree, then it's usser. The tree is still usser. But if you did it for the benefit of the tree, so are those pieces that you cut off also asur? Pligi ba rafuna v'chia ba rav. Chad amar asur v'chad amar mutarin. Tanya command amar mutarin. There's a brisa that says, mutar the tosefta, the tanya, ovi kochavim shishiv avodos kochavim litzarcho. An idolater that was meshafen and sheared off and sanded the avodah zarah for his own benefit, he v'shava'a mutarin. That's a bittel. Litzarcha, he asur v'shava'a mutarin. So you see the brisa says, b'feirish mutar. V'yisrael shishiv avodos kochavim. But if a Jew did it, but if a Jew did it, everything's asur. Itmar, avodas kochavim shenish tabra, an ovid kochavim that broke by itself. Right, the Rishonim, the Ritva here discusses. Didn't we have a machlokas about this a couple weeks ago? Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. But either way, the Gemara does not relate it to that. Avodas kochavim shenish tabra, Rav Amar, tzorach levatel kol kisim v'kisim. Now that it broke and it's in six different pieces, so every piece has the status of avodas zarah. So you have to be mevatel. The guy has to be mevatel each and every piece. Ushmuel Amar, no. Avodas kochavim ena betela al derech delasa. Idol is only batel as it grows. Says the Gemara, what? Adarabah, derech delasa mi mevatla? No, it doesn't. Let's say an idol, an asherah, leaves fall off. That's not a bittel. Ela, the opposite. Tachi kamar. Ein avodas kochavim tzricha li batel, ela derech delasa. If it breaks, then it doesn't need bittel. If it breaks by itself, it's mevutel, as the svar we said earlier. If it can't protect itself, it could serve me. So it only needs bittel if it's in the natural way that is growing. Lema b'haka miflegi. So what's this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel here? That maybe the b'haka miflegi, the mar savar ovdim l'shvarim, mar savar ain't ovdim l'shvarim. Rav says they could even worship the pieces. That's why every piece has the status of a zara still. Mashenki Shmuel says ain't ovdim l'shvarim. Says the Gemara, no, lo, tekuli am ovdim l'shvarim. Maybe everybody would agree that they are ovate to shvarim. So why would Shmuel say mutter? V'hacha b'shivrei shvarim kamiflegi. Maybe the piece is broke twice. Mar Savar, Shivei Shram Asur, and Mar Savar, Shivei Shram Mutarim. Okay, one answer. V'ibay Yisayim Atukul Yama, Shivei Shram Mutarim. Maybe everybody agrees that's Mutar. V'hacha, Bavodas Kochavim, Shel Chulios, U'behed Yesh Yochal Achzira Kamiflagi. What if it's an idol that could come apart and be put back together? So, if it's apart, do we say that it's still Asur? Mar Savar, Kivet, Dehed Yesh Yochal Achzira, Lo Batla. Rav says, since you can put it back together, so it's not Batel, because it could be the idol again. Umar Savar, ain't avodas kochavim betela ela derech delasa. Meaning, it's only still usser if it's in its natural way, dahinu urche, like the leaves fall off. Halav delasa hi vein sarach, but here, where it broke apart, even if you could put it back together, but so what? It still is in pieces. And therefore, you do not have to be mevatelit. So, different suggestions about machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, how you are mevatel and asherah. That's the end of that parak in terms of all the mishnayos relating to asherah. Next parak, we get into other areas of avodah zarah, other types of avodah zarah. We get into Markolis. We get back into some of the Sanhedrin discussions that we've had. If you find stones, you have to worry about whether they're Markolis or not. So, Hashem, that we'll get into that, Hashem, in the fourth parak, the fourth out of five prakim, as we continue our march towards, really, only got a few weeks left to Seder Nezikin. Only a few weeks left to Seder Nezikin before we start Seder Kach. About 20 blot left to, a little more than that, than to Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here.